Son of a bitch!
Harris didn't have to ask. Something, and she wouldn't wager it was sheer bad luck, had gone wrong.
We're off course. Way off course.
He threw the display up on the main screen.
We should be there.
A green circle, fairly near the red dashed line that represented the border of the Benignity.
And instead we're here.
Another green circle, this one not so close to the red dashed line, on the opposite side.
And we're entirely too near a gas giant to play games with jumps out. We'll have to crawl it.
Just what system are we in?
Oblo was scrolling past entries in the reference library, looking for a chart with more detail.
Nothing we want to be in. Not good. Not good at all. The Benignity has bases on the larger moons of this big lump of gravity we're too close to, and the way we dropped out of jump space on their doorstep, they could hardly miss us.
Neither Janice nor Meharry turned from their boards.
It can hardly be an accident. Coming out right on top of a Benignity base, it has to be...
I know.
Harris swatted down the last of her regrets and touched the control that would lock Sirkin in her quarters. For all the good that would do now, at least she couldn't cause any more mischief. Then she opened the ship's intercom and explained, as briefly as she could, what had gone wrong.
I want Mr. Smith and Lady Cecilia protected while we have any options at all.
There weren't any options, if the compassionate hand responded. She would ask Lady Cecilia out of courtesy, but was sure she'd prefer death to being a compassionate hand captive. As for Mr. Smith, he could not be allowed to fall alive into their hands.
Captain, ships are on us and their weapons are hot.
How many?
Only two.
If she'd been that base commander, if she'd known, and he must have known, such a prize was coming, she'd have had a net of every available craft, just in case. Sirkin slumped in dull misery on her bunk. It was impossible. She had checked and rechecked that course. She had paid attention to every warning in the charts. She could not have made such an error. But here they were, and of course... She had to admit the logic of it. The captain had decided she was responsible. She was the traitor.
I am not!
But no one would believe her. All the miseries of the past months landed on her again. Amelie's weakness and Amelie's betrayal. And then Amelie's death. The way that mutilated face and body looked in the morgue. Hot tears rolled down Sirkin's face. She didn't notice. And she had tried so hard to work her way out of it. She had acted cheerful, she had gone on working. She had even enjoyed, and felt guilty for enjoying, those visits with Lord Thornbuckle's daughter. Her hand strayed to the locket Brunn had bought her. Inside was the lock of Amelie's hair Meharry had snipped. Brunn. If Brunn were here, she wouldn't believe it was Sirkin's fault. Except it had to be. She knew Oblo and the others couldn't be doing it. They were too loyal to Captain Serrano. Besides, why would they start playing tricks now, when everything had gone so well on the way back from Cerealis? It made no sense. She knew she was no traitor. She knew she had done her work carefully. Yet the work she did came undone somehow, between one watch and the next. And if it wasn't Oblo or Issy Guar, who could it be? Was she going crazy? Was she losing her memory? Had someone planted some kind of mind control in her? The thought terrified her. She sank into a daze of misery, staring at the opposite bulkhead.
I know you didn't do that.
Lady Cecilia. She had not seen Lady Cecilia since she came aboard, and the shock brought her out of herself. She rolled off the bunk and stood up, instantly dizzy from time she'd spent motionless.
Sit down. Don't faint.
Sirkin struggled with her dizziness and finally did what she was told, slumping back to the bunk. Lady Cecilia carried a set of keying wands and looked as smug as her condition allowed.
You shouldn't. The captain will be really angry.
Let her.
But she's right. Something is wrong, and it must have been my fault because I know Oblo wouldn't.
She is wrong. I told her.
Did she say you could let me out?
Maybe the captain had found out what really happened. Maybe it wasn't her fault after all. Lady Cecilia's face contorted with what she wanted to say and couldn't.
Not that. Earlier. She doesn't know I came here. She is wrong about you.
How do you know?
Age.
Lady Cecilia grinned a death's head grin.
You are not that kind of girl.
She held up her hand, a clear signal for Sirkin to listen without interrupting.
Who joined ship last?
Vivi Skoderin, just before we left Rockhouse. She's from the ship Captain Serrano had in the RSS. She's an environmental tech.
Where now?
On the bridge, I expect. Oblo asked her to stand in for me as navigation second during the jumps.
No, mistake.
Well, she's not trained as a navigator. But all she has to do is check the numbers as Oblo enters them.
No, that is the mistake.
Sirkin wasn't getting all that Lady Cecilia meant.
She is problem.
Sirkin stared at the old lady.
Skoderin? But she's one of them. She served with them before. They trust her.
Even as she said it, she saw the flaw in that. They trusted her, but it didn't make her trustworthy.
She couldn't have. Oh, she brought me those charts. The ones I used to set up the course. The wrong course.
Lady Cecilia nodded.
She made you look bad. Captain did not look further. Mistake.
It's too late, though. We're going to be attacked, captured.
Lady Cecilia's head jerked through a slow shake.
Not captured. It is too convenient if we disappear. Prince, me, and all.
We do have weapons. We might fight free. Oh, that is, if Vivi hasn't...
She would have. But, Prince, help.
Cecilia turned the hover chair, opened the door again, and started out as Sirkin stood up uncertainly.
Come with me.
Once the enemy ships began their stalk, Harris gave no further thought to her passengers. At the end, if capture seemed likely, she'd make sure they didn't suffer. But now she had a battle to fight. Maybe.
How far do we have to go before we can jump?
A long way. My first approximation is over 7 hours. Things got moons as massive as your average planet. We don't want to be wrong.
Fine. Keep an eye on it. Arcadi, what are we facing?
Right now, just two. But of course, our scans are skewed at this relative velocity. Looks like they knew what vector to expect for our insertion, but not how much V we'd have on us. They're running parallel and catching up. And no, we can't outrun them. Not if they're the usual CH cruiser weight.
He transferred his scan data to her display.
You can see the weaponry. All hot and ready to fire. Want me to bring them up? I don't think it's enough to scare them off, but...
No, we can't bluff. But maybe we can surprise them when it counts.
Harris glanced over at his boards, where the status lights showed ship's weapons as strings of green lights, each column tipped with one yellow.
I wonder why they didn't take us when we dropped out. The logical thing for them to do was blow us away. No one knew we would be inside Benignity space. And if they did know, they'd shrug and go, oops. If we quietly disappear, it solves a lot of problems for some powerful people.
I'd be glad to quietly disappear if I could figure out how. Vivi, pull up this section in Shermer's Atlas, will you? Maybe they've got something.
Yes, sir.
Harris watched as Skoderin picked her way around the backup navigation board, punching first one key, then another. Slow. Of course, she didn't know the board well. It wasn't her specialty. If only Sirkin, the good Sirkin, had been there. But no use wishing.
What the...
Son of a...
Suddenly, Janice and Mahari both started tapping at their boards.
What?
Harris could see from here that the weapons boards had changed color. Green lights had gone orange. The yellow lights at the top had gone to blue. The system was locked down, non-functional. Petrus turned to glare at Harris.
Damn her. What do you want to bet she had a control tab to her quarters?
No bet. Go down there and... And what? Kill her? Get it fixed. Call Mr. Guar to the bridge, Oblo. You need more experienced help. Skoderin, get back to Mr. Haidar and tell him to unlock the small arms. Bring us each a weapon and start stacking the excess in the corridor. Here's the key wand for the weapons locker.
Yes, Captain.
Skoderin hurried away. Petrus grabbed a toolkit off the bulkhead and followed her.
They stripped our beacon. Maybe they wanted to be sure they had the right ship.
Maybe.
Harris, Sirkin isn't in her quarters, and I can't find any control tab. She might have been somewhere else when you locked the doors.
Harris tried to remember if she'd actually checked the personal monitors to confirm Sirkin's location. She didn't know.
Or she might have gotten out. If she's been planning this, she might have key wands.
Janice sat up from the deck under his control boards.
I'm not finding a hard tap. Not one single thread that shouldn't be here. Of course, a directed magnetic pulse could do that, but it would have to be close.
A control override would work, anywhere between here and the weapons themselves.
Mahari, too, was half under her console, prodding at things.
But not on this ship. It's not like a ship designed for fighting. We had no regional alternative nodes. Remember how we had to route the cables all over the place? To knock the whole board down like that, it'd have to be intercepting signals pretty high up, which ought to show as an additional cable or be a pulse signal from somewhere on the bridge.
Mahari's face popped up from beneath her console.
Mine's clean. I see what you mean, Arkady. We put in that shielding. If it's pulse, it has to be on the bridge somewhere.
What about a secondary? Something exterior to signal a controller on the bridge through the regular optical cables and set off a pulse signal?
Might be complicated, though. Doesn't always work even on our ships. What's Sirkin's secondary training?
She could do it. I had her crawling through all the computer controls on the first voyage. She knows as much about this ship's electrical and electronic layout as I do. The only thing she might not know is the weapon systems you installed when she wasn't aboard.
Intruder, familiar ship Harper Valley.
Just in case we didn't know who we were.